Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
Man, we're live. What's been going on, Kim? We've not recorded a podcast for 2 years.
A lot. I guess a lot's been going on then.
Well, tell us about it.
2 years ago. Well, 2 years ago we were childless.
Yeah.
Now we have a 2-year-old. And that's why we haven't recorded a podcast in 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Business is...
I thought we did one last year.
Yeah, we did two last year, but we didn't release them.
Oh, okay. We have a 2-year-old.
Yeah, we did one about the 2-year-old, I think, and then we just never talked about it. So welcome back. We're going to start our weekly podcast again and see how it goes. Maybe interview some people, see what's happening in the world. It is December of 2022, 1 week before Christmas. Business is crazy. I don't even think we barely had, or did we have, Pro Gifted when we recorded our last podcast. I don't think we did.
I think we were starting it, yeah.
Maybe started?
I don't remember.
Barely. If we did, it was barely.
2 years ago, it was 2020.
Yeah. Last podcast we did was with Christine.
Yeah, but 2020. That was like a monumental year, and I hardly remember it now.
Yeah, craziness. So, quick recap. We had a kid. Now she's two. Started at least one new business since then. And now here we are. What else? What's been going on? What's this year been like? What have you been doing?
I've been momming this year.
What's that mean?
Mostly momming, a little bit of work in between. Taking care of our 2-year-old. She's home full time, so I'm working and staying at home full time with her, which a lot of people talk about being a stay-at-home mom, and a lot of people talk about being a working mom, but not a lot of people talk about trying to do both at the same time. And it's a different
stay-at-home working mom,
and it's a different beast, I think.
Yeah,
trying to schedule stuff just in nap times and take care of it all.
Yeah, so essentially what Kim does is she does distribution for all the stuff, all of our marketing content, right? So like all of the social media channels, Kim distributes any content that we have created or we create across the social medias. And if we have any online clients or any clients that we produce content for, she distributes that client's content.
I do the email marketing campaigns. Do pretty much all the marketing. We just recently brought on a new team member who is helping with the content creation, because before I was doing that and getting it out to everybody. So now I got somebody to help create some content.
The video editor? Yeah.
Which helps.
For sure. It's helping a lot. Yeah. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Hence the reason why we are doing a podcast again. Because we need some content to send out. I was on a podcast 4 weeks ago, and it kind of got the bug in me again to start creating podcasts. And they asked how, either maybe not on the podcast, but after the podcast, Sheridan asked how this benefits them monetarily more or less. I know what I said. What would you say that a podcast, how it benefits a business or bringing on someone to the podcast?
More so part of building the brand and the recognition and having your name out there more. It's just another avenue for your marketing. So it's not going to directly, unless you have ads and you're bringing direct ad revenue, you're not going to bring in money directly because you did a podcast.
Yeah.
But you're building that part of your brand. It's another, some people only listen to podcasts. They don't care about Instagram and YouTube and all that. And other people are more on the video side. So the podcast is just getting you out to another group of people, a bigger audience, and expanding your name and your recognition through that avenue.
Exactly. And I heard something today about how podcasts are non-centralized. For example, if you post something on Instagram, it only goes to Instagram. But if you post a podcast, it goes on to Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. There's like 12 or 15 or 20 different places where people listen to podcasts. So it's decentralized posting. You can even host it, put it on your own website. If it's on video, then it can be on YouTube.
Yep.
Instagram, you can cut it, chop it, all the things, and it goes everywhere. It's a the redistribution of a podcast is higher than any other content that you can create as a business.
And I think the benefit comes in when you are bringing people on, you're networking. And so you're building your circle by that, and that's going to build your business in the long run.
Yeah, and you're building those relationships, the other person's business as well. So, and you're with that networking, I feel like you are not only bringing that person into your ecosystem of businesses, but that person will also share the podcast and any content that they feel like they should share from the podcast into their ecosystem, which is a very good collaboration of the two businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. At the end of the day, it's just another
relationships.
Relationships, but it's just another, you know, you got Instagram, Facebook. I'm trying to think of the word I want to say. YouTube, you've got all these different channels you can choose to use, and podcasting is just a different one.
Yeah. And I think podcasting is one of the only ones that can be used across all the platforms if you use it correctly.
Yeah, what I like about podcasting is you get so much content out of it. So you can get short form clips. If you're videoing it, those turn into short form videos. You can turn those, all of that, into a blog. Mm-hmm. You can do a YouTube video. You can do longer forms. There are like so many ways you can cut different things to get different pieces of content.
Yeah.
So one sitting down recording one podcast can essentially get you 20 pieces of content.
Yeah, pretty easily. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So non-business wise, what else has happened this year? Let's just have a little conversation. It's December. It's been a long year.
It's been a long year. I don't know when you're... Something happens when you become a mom and your brain doesn't work anymore and you forget a lot. I feel like this year has flown by.
So the first quarter of the year, January, February, March, what do we do? We should have written this down, maybe.
I don't know. Clearly we didn't do something memorable then, outside of backwards. Business. I feel like we've just been grinding this year.
We just got back from our one vacation of the year.
We went to Florida.
Yeah, Marco Island,
took
Florida.
Took a week off.
Yep, took a week.
Almost turned our phones off.
I did not really almost turn my phone off. I shot a video almost every day for marketing content.
I said almost. That's just how you define almost.
Yeah. And I didn't really answer any client calls, so that helped a little. Usually we take a vacation with our friends in September, but this year we chose, they had an event that they had to go to, a wedding or something, in September. So we went further south to Marco Island for December, and it was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting time of year to travel.
Yeah.
Because we got back and now it's Christmas and I'm not ready for Christmas.
We literally got back from a week-long vacation of 85 degrees, perfect weather, sunshine, and it was like 28
but
and
then
cold.
Talking with like clients and stuff, they're like, oh, so next week won't be around. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Because I am behind now. It doesn't seem like
next
week's
Christmas.
Usually
when you go on vacation, it's still warm here, and you go somewhere else that's a little bit warmer, and then you come back and it's also warm, but it's very different when it's like such a drastic Like, yeah, it may be the first time I've ever went from like 30 degrees to 85,
I've done it before,
90.
But it's been several years. I used to go on vacation in January, like end of December, January a lot.
That's another good time of year.
But yeah, so we took one vacation this year. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Real vacation. We went to upstate.
And we've traveled to see family and stuff,
Yeah, family trips and stuff.
So next year, are we talking about goals for next year? Maybe our goals
next year
is two vacations.
Two vacations. Well, this year we bought an RV motorhome. Yeah. Decided pretty quickly that we want to upgrade that to a fifth wheel because they are pretty much the only ones that have separate rooms. There's not really a motorhome. Even the multi-million dollar ones have only
one bedroom.
One bedroom and then the general
which
area.
Was hard with a toddler who goes to bed at 7:30 and doesn't have a bedroom to sleep in.
Yeah. So we've decided coming next year, as long as we have good sales, taking care of our employees and all that jazz, we will upgrade to a fifth wheel so that we have more
place
rooms.
For everybody to sleep.
Place for everybody to sleep so we can come in and out and don't wake Rose up. And so that may be one of the major goals for next year is to do a little bit more working on the road and RV traveling.
Yeah, we only took a couple small trips. We got it kind of the end of summer and then it needed some work, so we didn't have it for several weeks, so we kind of only got to take a couple small trips in it.
Yeah.
And Rava had surgery.
Yep, Rava.
When we got it,
our
dog. Made it even harder because she couldn't go in or out by herself or get on a couch or do anything by herself, so someone had to babysit her the entire time, which was a whole nother level of...
Yeah, that was interesting. Was that the...
That was our first trip.
It
was like the week... She broke her leg.
But that wasn't when we went up to Greek Peak, right?
No, that was...
She was fine then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just those first couple.
We went to New York. I had to carry Rayla in and out of the RV, which was very interesting.
We had to try and keep her off the couches, which was very hard. And out of the front seat, she kept jumping up in the front seats.
Oh, yeah.
Which was probably not good for her leg. But
she seems good to go now. That was 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
No, 5 months ago. So, ACL surgery on a leg. She's 8. So, yeah, fun stuff.
Okay, so got an RV, Rayla had surgery, took a vacation. What else did we do? What stood out for you this year?
So in May, Hunter, one of our photographers, I think we talked about this on a podcast we recorded but didn't release. Great guy, did a good job as an employee. He moved back home with his family, back to Louisville, which is about 2 hours away. And I kind of took over all of the real estate photography aspect of the business again. I have somebody that edits and will continue to, if that person doesn't continue to be an employee, we will also hire someone else to edit real estate. That's not a major point of the business we're trying to grow right now. We're really, really trying to grow Pro Gifted, which is our...
Right, but we need to maintain.
Yeah, which is our promotional product business.
Which has taken off. I feel like...
This time of year is really good for promotional products just because e-commerce, whatever. Because, you know, Black Friday sales, Christmas presents, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been busy.
Been a little busy. We have a warehouse this year. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we got a new office, warehouse space.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And we're launching something else in the warehouse space next
year. Coming 2023.
Yeah, we've been using it a little, but we've not really used it.
We got to get that up and running and get the marketing going.
So we have two 2,000 square foot spaces in the warehouse. One side is used for Pro Gifted, client pickup, office space. The other side is going to be used
for anything
really, podcasting, whatever. but it's also going to be used as a photo studio
that creator studio.
Creator studio.
So my big plan that I've said for a couple of years is to open a creator studio where we've got video equipment and different photography rooms and places people can rent out to do podcasting and all that type of stuff. And this, I feel like, is our first step into that.
Yeah.
It's not quite the right space for it, but we can do a lot with it to kind of get our feet wet and get it going.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We had the place painted all white, so it looks very clean. Concrete floors. It's 35-foot ceilings. Very nice for any kind of content creation. I mean, it's pretty much do with it what you will. We're going to build a couple of walls that are like mobile walls where they're on wheels, so you can move it around wherever you want. There's a big garage door that's, I think, a 15-foot garage door that has a lot of natural light coming in. So perfect for people like me that like good lighting for photos. Mm-hmm. And a lot of photographers don't really know how to use lighting equipment, strobes, flashes, any of that stuff. So that
or
makes
they
it
just
a
choose
very
not
good.
To.
They choose not to, or they just don't know how to use it. Kim's being nice. They don't know how to use it, Kim.
It's good to be nice.
It is good to be nice. But so we have the space where it has a lot of natural light on the one side of the building. And I don't know what else. It's been busy. We've been running around like crazy.
Well, we've been so busy the last month that it's like muting the rest of the year. Like I can't even think past this last month because it's just been running nonstop.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to think of the rest of the year because when we're still busy, we still have another week to finish everything out.
Shut down the website on Friday for any orders that need to go out before Christmas. Pro gifted website. And then it's kind of planning for next year, for the next 2 weeks mm-hmm. after that. Taking pictures, all the normal stuff, but mainly planning for 2023.
Yeah, should be our next cast.
Yeah, the next podcast
will be...
What
we're doing for 2023.
Yep, what the plan is. Big plans.
Big plans.
All the plans. I think we talked about this before on one of the podcasts we did about how to plan out the next year,
mm-hmm.
how to do short-term plans, long-term plans, all that stuff, and we will we'll try to go over that in the next podcast. Maybe you guys can look forward to that. We just want to do something short, sweet, to try to reintroduce
catch
the
up.
Podcast, catch up a
catch
little
up
bit.
The fact that we don't know what we did this year.
Yeah, we definitely don't know. We've been super busy. We will maybe be a little bit more organized next time, but we just wanted to put something out there.
And hopefully I'll get past this winter cred of 2022 that I have.
Yeah, rained all day yesterday, so Kim's kind of been in a funk. Weather really a bit affects Kim.
But I have been sick as well.
She has been a little bit sick, so that's why
she
sounds a little
nasally.
That's
another thing I should have asked for Christmas. They have these lights that mimic the sunshine, and they're supposed to help with your mood through the winter.
Red light therapy? Or no, something
else.
No,
it's like a sunshine light.
Huh, sunshine light.
It's called a happy light, I think.
We could just get a house in Florida.
That would work too, but I don't see that happening in the next 2 months.
No. So, all right, guys. Next episode, we will be talking about our 2023 plan, how to plan for your next year coming up.
What our plans, goals are.
Yeah, and what our goals are.
Think of goals.
All the things.
Rose is walking now. That was my goal for 2022.
Yeah.
To get her up and moving and walking and a little bit more independent.
Yep. And now she is very independent and walks everywhere and goes everywhere. She throws,
we got it now.
Throws stuff in the trash is her favorite thing. And we always think she's going to throw something that she shouldn't throw in the trash. But it seems to always be trash.
She knows.
She knows.
She don't like if you don't pick up something right away.
No, she does not. So... All right, guys, see you next week, and we'll be a little bit more organized. That's it.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.